Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Boy, the paper is chock full of news this morning. I want to start with the Above the Fold story, which came out of Mechanicville yesterday. What, 20 years since there's been a murder at Mechanicville?
Yeah, what a sad story. A 19-year-old man was shot and killed in his driveway Monday night. City police up in Mechanicville told us. The man was identified as David Feliciano. He grew up in Clifton Park and had recently moved to Mechanicville. It was the first homicide in 20 years. The police chief said, obviously, it's unnerving in a community of that small size. Officers responded to a report of several shots fired about 9:15 Monday night, and they found Mr. Feliciano gravely injured by gunshot in the torso in the driveway of his two-story duplex. He lived in the first-floor apartment with his girlfriend. He died of his injuries, despite efforts by the police on the scene to save him. City police aren't telling us at this point whether they've identified a suspect. My recent check this morning, no news on that front. Police are turning to residents for help. Anyone with information should call the Mechanicville Police Department. You know, people in the city yesterday were talking about, you know, this is such a small, quiet town, and it is very unnerving to have someone shot in their driveway, you know, on a nice summer evening.
From that not-so-good story to one that shows positive signs, and that has to do with Schenectady County and its sales tax revenue. Quite a jump.
It grew by 8.3% in the first 6 months of this year, which came as a surprise, I think, to people here in Schenectady. It's the best performance of any county in the capital region. All this information comes from a report last week by State Controller Tom DiNapoli. Schenectady County took in nearly $50 million in the first 6 months of the year, compared to about $46 million in the same period a year ago. The size of the increase came as a surprise, and it may be due to the amount of development and redevelopment occurring in Schenectady County and in the city of Schenectady. That's according to Joe McQueen, who's the spokesman for the county. But he also described it as a lot of one-time stuff that the county received from construction activity. So whether or not that's sustainable is another question. McQueen said it was too early to say whether strong sales tax performance in the first half of the year will allow the county to cut or freeze its taxes when it starts talking about next year's budget.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us on Wednesdays. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.